We'll get to know Enzo throughout the hour as he shares new music with us. Join me now as we welcome Enzo Chiodi. Enzo Chiodi, welcome. It's so good to see you. I just put a picture of Enzo up on our Facebook page because I figured I'd snap one here in the studio. How have you been? And can you catch me up a little bit? I think are you through at Youngstown State? I seem to remember that's where you headed.
Yeah, I have one more semester. So I have, half a year left.
And you went there to study music?
Yeah, I study music composition.
And it's Youngstown State has a great school of music. A lot of people don't know. What's it been like? I mean, I know you're nearly done, but a lot of people, I know many people that start in music and then gravitate to something else. I mean, it's a challenging program. And given your history as a musician, I'm just curious what the experience was like.
Interesting. I think it was interesting on both sides. I don't think they expected a banjo player to show up.
I could see that.
But fun. It was fun. Yeah.
Now, again, not wanting to talk in the past too much, but you were pretty... I mean, as a young banjo player, you played a lot of gigs. I don't know if you that is track. True. Do you have a sense of how many gigs, like by the time you were maybe 15 or 16, it had to be in the thousands, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever counted them, but I would think so. At least in the hundreds.
Yeah, it's amazing. And if you've been to the Allegheny Elks and the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, you would often see Enzo there with his family. And I'm so glad that you chose to continue with banjo. You're also a great artist and writer. Are you still drawing much? Or?
Not a lot anymore.
In choosing to study banjo, did the school require you to, have a rationale or thesis or goal? I have no idea how music programs work.
No, not really. I think I just tried to fit in the best I could.
Are there other banjo players there?
No, it was just me. I studied with a guitar teacher. But no, it was just me.
That's something. What do you think you'll do when you graduate?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to that's sort of why I reached out. I'm trying to formulate, who I want to be as a musician, I guess.
Yeah, you're a great player. Let's listen to another one. Now, the first that I'm gathering was your arrangement of You Are My Sunshine.
It's a rough arrangement, but yeah.
It sounds great. What would you like to do next?
I'll play Autumn Leaves for you.
Oh, very nice. Great song. Once again, with a lot of pleasure, here's Enzo Chiodi. Thank you. You are leaving me speechless. That's Nico Quixote, Autumn Leaves. I'll try to ask this question. I get the feeling these arrangements are in your head pretty clearly. Are they?
Yeah.
And yeah. You might hear them in your head before you actually know how to play them. I don't know why, but they're so intricate, but they also appear to be pure and directly from you. So I can imagine that you hear these things and it's like, how do I get this out of my head and onto the neck and skin of the banjo? Is that kind of ring true?
Yeah, I think a little bit of it is like that. I think some of it's, you know, it's in there. And it comes from just listening, I think, a lot, to just listening to a lot of people play it. But also, you know, it's a lot of practice. And I think each arrangement, when I try to create something, I try to draw on everything that, like, I've worked out at some point. And the magic of it is that I can create it, you know, in that moment, because I have worked so many options out. Or I try to, at least, work a lot of options out beforehand.
Are you... I'm sure you're comfortable improvising. Do you like to improvise as you play?
Yeah, I'd say that's my strong suit, or my most comfortable aspect of music is improv.
Have you been playing with any bands at all or ensembles?
A little bit, but mostly solo stuff. I've been playing some nursing homes. I still play at Woolies.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're thinking about that today. Robert Woolley's down on Pan Hit. You can, I'm glad you're still playing there. Nursing homes have got to love you. I'm sure you're able to get people singing to some songs too. Tell me about the banjo that you're playing. Is that Ludwig? Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah,
the same as the drum company.
Yeah, yeah. This is from the 20s.
Wow.
And I think even the head on it is a skin head, and I believe even the head is, you know, original.
I didn't know Ludwig made banjos.
Yeah.
But makes sense. It's sort of in the, well, part of it.
It's partly a drum.
how did you come by that?
Pittsburgh Guitars, actually. I showed up to the store. I saw that they had a banjo on their website, and I showed up, and they didn't even realize they had it. They had to go digging around for it.
Oh, this.
But I fell in love once I heard it.
Yeah, it has a beautiful tone, and it looks nice as well. Solo band, I immediately think of Bela Fleck, Abigail Washburn. There's a lot of great musicians out there. And then even going back, I think Elmer Snowden played banjo. I don't know if you know that name, but that's a jazz banjo player from the probably 20s or 30s. But the instrument is so much more flexible and, I was going to say, capable. A lot of people stereotype the banjo, right? Dueling banjos or like Dixie sing-along music or maybe the Highlands and Bluegrass sound. But there's a lot you can do, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I find a new sound every day. And I think I'm just discovering, like, solo banjo is very new to me. You know, I don't know if I even thought it would work, but I'm starting to think that there's something there, and worth trying to find in the instrument.
Yeah, why not? There's a huge dynamic range, sonically and tonally. There's a lot to go on. Is there much music that's been written for solo banjo? Probably not as much as others.
No, I don't think so. Not a lot. Not a lot.
So that could be, I'm trying to think of things to encourage Enzo to do after graduating. I think people, I don't know. You think about playing at a brunch or at some kind of event where you want to have a musician playing. Why not solo banjo? And also, why not solo banjo on stage being enjoyed and performing for everyone?
Yeah, I actually, it wasn't a solo. I actually got to play the Bob Stop up in Cleveland this spring.
What's that?
It's a jazz club up in Cleveland. And I got to play like in front of a big band. It was through YSU. So that was kind of an interesting.
That's great. Did you say Bop?
The Bop Stop.
Oh, yeah, Bop Stop. Sorry, okay. Sorry. No, I thought I heard Bob, like the person's name, the Bop Stop.
Yeah.
Well, that had to be, so you were out in front of a big band?
Yeah, I was. I wrote a piece, and then the a friend of mine arranged it for a big band, and so I got to play it in front of. Yeah, it was fun.
That had to be fun. How was the audience?
It was good. It was good. Yeah.
That's something. I was curious if your these arrangements of these chestnuts are great, but you're writing as well?
Yeah, I wish I had something to play that was original. Sadly, I don't. Not today. But.
That's fine. I'm just glad that you're here. I tried to look for a website to link to. I found an Instagram page. I'm not sure if you've got much.
I don't have much yet, no.
That's okay. I'm just glad we have you here in person. I'd love to hear, you know, we have plenty of time for more. Is there anything you'd like to talk about that you want to be sure we get a chance to mention?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll just mention how great it is that you had a family that encouraged you to play.
Yeah.
I see a lot of students who sometimes are not discouraged, but perhaps encouraged to choose something else or to have a plan B, C, D, and E. And at least from my perspective, it seems like your family's always been solidly behind you.
They have, yeah. I said, I think for most of my high school, I wanted to be a physicist. And then I said, I think I actually want to make banjo work.
That's right. I do remember you. You didn't start out wanting to, like, actually studying any of that, did you, in college?
I did. I started with a little bit of physics, but then I realized that I don't know. I just couldn't put the banjo down. I just had to see where it took me.
Yeah, I'm sure it does make you question. I mean, I started doing things related to radio when I was pretty young, you know, 12, 13 years old. And sometimes you wonder, am I just sticking with that because I did that when I was younger, or is it something I really love? And I'm sure you've got to feel a little bit of that at first, you might have been, given how long you've played banjo.
Yeah, I think I felt, you know, going into college, I never put it down. And I think having that little bit away from it made me realize, oh, I don't want to put this down.
Yeah, that's a good bit of self-discovery. You mentioned practice before, and I was curious about that. What's a typical day for you in the banjo?
Waking up usually, and I try to start with just something I like, you know, and then I move into whatever technique-based thing I've been working on.
But every day, it's play every day.
Oh, yeah.
And drill every day. And I bring this up because until you've lived with a musician or maybe been related to one, it's a constant, right? I would imagine you're playing for 8 to 10 hours a day, maybe.
I would say five.
Five.
Eight, my back starts to hurt.
Yeah, it's got.
I don't want to push it that far.
And your hands have got to hurt after a while, especially I would think your left hand, because you've really got to contort your hand a bit. Is that Is that hard to develop the right muscles to do that?
You know, I wish I knew, but I feel like it's been too long.
Yeah, you're probably used to it. But
I think by now I'm so used to how it feels that it doesn't feel weird, but I'm sure at one point it did.
No, I always think about those things. When I was learning to play guitar, I got to the point of having really good calluses, and then I stopped and lost them, and I never got back, and it's sometimes tough to stick with it and get through. Your Enzo Chiodi is who you're hearing, and it's great to have him here in studio. He will be graduating from Youngstown State in one more semester. I'm sure you're thrilled to have that be happening. And why don't we hear another song from you? What would you like to do next?
Yeah, so this is – I actually want to play some Bach for you. And I would like to preface this with I'm not as comfortable with classical music, but I've just started exploring it at school, and I think it's worth sharing.
Well, that's wonderful, as long as you're comfortable doing so. What piece is it?
The first prelude, first cello prelude.
And so, Chiodi, and that was beautiful. And there's got to be so much. What got you interested in trying classical on banjo?
A teacher of mine suggested it. And yeah, it's an interesting sound.
And how about jazz? I guess you knew Dixieland for a long time. But to be able to go to these more, I'll call them modern jazz stylings and your own arrangements. Was that something that the school encouraged you to do, or just a love you had on your own?
Yeah, I think I discovered Miles, you know, young. And so I've always loved jazz, always wanted to play it. And then I think I went to school and really got to study it more in depth. And now I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where the banjo can fit in that world. But
there's a lot out there to do. What surprised you, if anything, about Youngstown State, either the university itself or just the idea of being at a conservatory-style school for music?
I think, honestly, the students surprised me, just how eclectic, you know, everybody just has, like, I thought I'd be very outside, you know, very outside of the norm, but I think everybody just has their own thing, even if it is on a typical instrument. Nobody's doing something that's normal, you know, they're all doing something really interesting.
So that's an interesting observation. The fact that everybody is doing their own thing is what you all have in common, to an extent. Any other, I'll call them, should I call them a unicorn? Any other instruments that were kind of, you were the only banjo player there.
I was the only unusual instrument. but I think everybody has something really interesting.
Yeah, no, you know. No bagpipes or...
I wish. No accordion.
Did you find yourself playing frequently with other students in combinations that you never would have expected?
Like, yeah.
banjo and violin. You got me thinking, like, banjo and tuba can be quite nice.
A lot of banjo and horns, banjo and drums, banjo and bass. I haven't gotten to play with a violinist yet, sadly.
Yeah, I've never...
That would be fun.
It would be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what it is you're going to do. Have you thought about more school, or do you think you're going to go...
I think I'm done with school for now. I mean, I never say never, but...
I think it's so hard to study music, I think, from the musicians I've talked with. And unless you're going to teach, you're probably... I mean, teach at a college level. I'm sure you're eager to get out, and work. And I think there's so many directions that you can go in, depending on what it is you want to do. And there's lots of time to figure that out too. I want to be sure we get more music. There's more I want to talk to you about too. But what would you like to do next?
I'd like to play a song called "Alone Together."
Is this one of your own?
No, this is another standard.
I don't know this one. We'll see if I recognize it. I'll be curious to hear it. Thank you. Enzo Chiodi, I'm glad you played that because there, if I can express it this way, you turned that banjo into a bass, a mandolin, a guitar, a banjo, of course. You really showed your flexibility, and you made the banjo seem like the orchestra that it can be. And it's incredible to think about. Do you know, are there many folks playing banjo like you are, or at least approaching it that way? We're so used to hearing banjo played quite differently.
Yeah. I don't want to say there aren't, you know, I don't really know, but I think that what I've found in the instrument is pretty unique, or I haven't heard it before, but maybe there's somebody else.
Yeah, that's a and I know sometimes I know musicians that almost, hard as it might be, you don't look at others too much because you want to be unique and do what it is that you're doing. But I haven't heard anybody play quite like you or approach it the way you are, and I'm pretty certain about that. I mean, there's relationships all around. I mentioned Bela Fleck before, and his mastery and kind of ownership of the banjo as his instrument reminds me. I mean, you're both very talented, but you're very different. But relationship to the banjo in terms of it being something that seems like he will never lose interest in and a love for, that seems to be the case with you too.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting instrument, and there's so many different textures as an acoustic instrument. I think there's just a lot of, just between, you know, the bridge and the neck, to me there's a whole world of sound that I sometimes don't even remember to explore because it's just, there's just so much there. You can't get it all.
Do you ever play five string or other types of banjos?
No, not really. I like to experiment, you know, with the finger picks on a tenor, and I think that can come up with some cool sounds, but that's definitely still new for me.
There's somebody at, I can't remember his name, but he was at the Allegheny Elks with a bass banjo, kind of a bass with a banjo head on it. But that's got to be a totally different thing, I would think.
You know what's interesting is in the 20s they made a cello banjo, which they only recently remade. I can't remember which banjo company did, and I would like to get my hands on that because it sounds pretty cool.
And that's played like a cello?
No, it's tuned like a cello. I mean, this is tuned like a viola.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tuned like a cello, but it's still played like a 20s banjo. But it lets you play like bass lines.
I wonder if that's what I saw, although I think it was a bass. It looked like an electric bass.
I think that was an electric bass.
Yeah, it had a banjo head across it. Do you play other musical instruments?
I play a little guitar, but I consider myself just a banjo player.
And so, Chiodi here, we're going to have time, as long as we didn't get a chance to talk about endurance and how much you'd like to play. We certainly are going to have time, it's up to you, for two or three more. It's also nice to just catch up. And I just can't wait to see where you're gonna go next. What would you like to play next?
I'd like to play actually an old folk song, This Land Is Your Land.
Ah, good one for today.
Yeah. Let me tune for something.
Sure. I was thinking about this song earlier. There's a great story about, you know, this song was written in response to God Bless America. Kate Smith wrote God Bless, or not Kate Smith, had the hit with God Bless America, land that I love. And do you know the story here? Woody, when he wrote This Land Is Your Land, was an answer to that song, and its original refrain was "God blessed America for you and me." And it was kind of like, I'd like to sing about the country, but from the perspective of the people, not from kind of the other direction. And it was kind of an accidental hit for Woody Guthrie. It was added at the last minute to a publication. And I don't know about you, it became one everybody learned growing up as a kid. You learned this song.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so fun to explore is that, you know, sometimes you can look at it from the eyes of, like, learning it and see how simple it is. But I think there's a lot there, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song. I can't wait to hear what you do with it. Boy, that song sounds good on a banjo. And so, Quixote, I heard things in that song. Certainly, you improvised and added things that I haven't heard before. But I also heard nuances of the melody and chorus that I haven't thought about before as I was listening to it. A really, really great song. You must have fun deciding what you want to play. Do you have a list or of songs that you want to tackle, or how do you figure out what you want to do?
Well, I do have a list, but I mean, just you hear somebody play something and you're like, oh, that's a really pretty song. Usually it takes somebody, you know, to inspire me to play it, or you just, you know, hear it so many times that it's in your head and you can't get it out and you're like, well, I guess I got to go play it.
Those are tough ones. You know, I had a song in my head yesterday that was very obscure. It's a song by a group called The Deadly Gentlemen, called Roll Me, Tumble Me. I had one line in my head that had nothing to do with the title and nothing to do with the artist, and it was killing me that I couldn't remember it. And, you know, I parked it and said, it's not going to happen. You know, there's no way. And then about an hour later, it popped into my head. And it's strange the way that works.
Yeah. It's, you know. But as a musician, sometimes you could take your inspiration where you can get it, you know.
Well, and you don't want to lose it either. No. I can imagine. Inspiration ever come from nature or other people, I would imagine.
Certainly. I mean, I find in Youngstown, that was one of the big things, just going and hearing, you know, musicians. And in Pittsburgh, I mean, there's just so much good music. Every time you hear something, you go home and think, how can I, you know, take just a little bit of that sound world I heard and try to bring it in?
We're really fortunate, too. I mean, Pittsburgh has tons of places. I don't know Youngstown's scene. Certainly, I don't know it as well as you do, but I have family in Poland, Boardman, Canfield.
Okay.
So
I
know the area a little bit, and there's a lot going on there, more than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, and I think the university does a good job of bringing in artists. It's just where, I mean, I think every city, but Pittsburgh, we're definitely really lucky to have so much good music just always around us.
Are you going to play out this summer at all, do you think?
I'm trying to. You know, it's hard. A lot of my old contacts, you know, COVID just, you know, couldn't gig for that long time, and I lost a lot of ground, I guess. But
well, I'll put it out here. If you want to reach Enzo, you can reach him through us if you'd like, and we'll connect you. Wouldn't he be great at a picnic? You know, nice thing is he won't need an amplifier, most likely.
Yeah.
Badges carry a long way. And I can just see it'd be great to have you with a jazz band playing too. We probably have time for one. We do have time for one or two. I'll leave that up to you as to how many you'd like to do. What do you think?
Let me leave you with one more.
Okay.
It could happen to you. I mentioned Miles.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. Let me just thank you for being with us today. Give our best to your family when you see them.
Thank you.
And anything else you'd like to mention that we didn't have a chance to talk about?
I don't think so.
Well, that's wonderful. Take a listen together here again, Enzo Chiodi. Da 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 da